The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 5th Chapter, text number 31, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 4th, 1975, on the island of Mauritius.
Durasayaji Vahidattha Manina Andhadathandhi Rupaniyamana Tepi Visatantra Urudami Bandha. The people in general, especially in this age, they do not know what is the goal of life. And still, they are leaders. That is the defect of the modern civilization. It is the defect of material world, but especially in this Kali Yuga, it is the most abominable fallen age, just like there are different seasons in the year. Summer, rainy season, then winter season, autumn, spring, like that. So, formerly, in the Satya Yuga, people used to live for 100,000s of years. Then, in the Treta Yuga, they used to live for 10,000 years. And in the Dwapar Yuga, they used to live for 1,000 years. That is the maximum. And in the Kali Yuga, they can live up to 100 years. That is also not completed. With the advancement of Kali Yuga, the duration of life, bodily strength, memory, mercifulness, religious sense, in this way everything will be reduced. And the duration of life will be reduced so much so that it is stated in the Bhagavad that if a man lives for 20 to 30 years, he will be considered as a grand old man. And there will be not available, especially rice, wheat, meal, sugar. These are stated. This is Kali Yuga. So the nature of this material world is that without knowing the goal of life, they become leaders. Material world, especially in this age, they do not know what is the goal of life. They do not know what he is. That is the defect. Dehatma buddhi. Everyone all over the world, they are thinking in terms of this body. Accidentally, somehow or other, because I have got this Indian body, I am thinking I am Indian. And another person, he has got the American body from America. This land also we have demarcated. That is also our creation. Otherwise, the land belongs to God. We have created this. This is America, this is India, this is England, this is Germany. But actually, every land belongs to, every land, sea, sky belongs to God. Ishavasamidam sarvam. That is Vedic civilization. Everything belongs to God. Ishavasamidam sarvam. That is Krishna consciousness. People should be free to move in Krishna consciousness. Everything actually belongs to Krishna. But we have got restriction because we see this is America, this is India, this is... They have been described here as Andha, Jathandhai Rupani Yamana. These leaders are themselves blind and they are leading others blindly. General public, they are blind and the leaders are also blind. Andha Jathandhai Rupani Yamana. Why they are blind? Because they do not know what is the aim of life. Nati vidu. Nati vidu. Sarthaka thing. Everyone is self-interested. That's very good. You are self-interested, I am self-interested. So, that is, but you do not know what is your self-interest. Therefore you are blind. That is it described here, that these blind leaders, they do not know. Well, they are especially mentioned Andha Jathandhai Upaniyaman. The leaders, they lead others. Jajjadācarati sreshtha tatta deva itarejana. Leaders are responsible because Jajjat Acharati Sreshtha. Those who are leaders, whatever they do, they perform, common men follow them. Therefore they must be very perfect. Common men follow the leaders. If the leaders are themselves imperfect, then what will be the position of the common man? Here it is said, because the leaders, they do not know what is the aim of life, what is the goal of life. Therefore, common men, people in general, they are being misguided. They are being misguided. Suppose a blind man leads some other blind man, what will be the result? Both of them will meet danger. That is the result. Because, Why they are doing very nicely, with great cautiousness? No, but they do not know that they are bound up by the laws of nature. Stepi isatantra urudam nibaddha. They cannot divert their attention or deviate from the laws of nature. That is not possible. So they are under the laws of nature. They do not know why the laws of nature are acting in a different way against their will. Suppose I do not wish to die. Why laws of nature forcing me to die? Nobody wants to die. So you cannot surpass the laws of nature. Therefore Krishna presents in the Bhagavad Gita that you are trying to solve the problems of life, but here are the real problems of life. Janma mitu jarabhyadhi dukkha dusanu darsanam. The real problem is that there is death, there is birth, there is old age, and there is disease. This is real problem. That problem is due to this material body. Therefore, our real problem is that we have got this material body, but we have no sense that within this material body, I am the spirit soul living. So how to get out of this material body and again revive our spiritual body? Spiritual body is already there. How to become free from the bondage of this material body and become free again in spiritual life? That is real problem. That they do not. Who knows? Bring any big leaders, ask him, do you know what is the problem of life? They do not know. Therefore it is said, nati vidu sarthagatim he Vishnu. Therefore, this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, is preaching back to Godhead. Not go forward for meeting again and again birth, death, old age and disease. This portion of problem we have already discussed yesterday. Punak punak char vita char banana. puna puna charvita charvananam means chewing the chew. You have got his sugar cane, many quantity. If somebody chewed the sugar cane, took out the juice, and if the remnants is thrown away, what will get by chewing again that remnant? So, puna puna charvita charvananam. By our activities, we are being placed under the laws of material nature. Pakita kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvas. Infecting different modes of material nature. Just like if you infect, that this morning some medical officer came to inject me about the yellow fever. So, why this injection, vaccine against the disease? That means if I infect this yellow fever, I will have to suffer. Similarly, the modes of material nature are three, satagun, rajagun, tamagun. And as we are infecting ourselves with the three kinds of modes of material nature, we are getting different types of bodies. Karanam gunasangasya sadasat janma jodishu. I am put into these laws of material nature. And as I am acting under the influence of different modes of material nature, I am getting a type of body. That is my material position. Bhutta bhutta praliyate tatha dehantara prapti dhirasattva namayati. We have to change this body. Death means changing body. You are changing body every moment. Every second and getting a new body, imperceptibly. And the last change of this body is taken as death, transmigration of the soul. But nobody knows what kind of change is going to happen in my next body or next life. But there is change of body, dehantara prapti, just like I was a child. Now, I have got another body. The body is changed. Similarly, when this body will be finished, then I will get another body. This is a fact. If we cannot understand, then we have to take it from authority to understand. Because understanding means taking knowledge from the authority. So, Krishna says, Dehinasmin jatha dehi kaumara jovanang jara tatha dehantara prapti. Dehantara prapti is there, information. So how can he deny that there is no life after death? There is. But nobody is caring to understand what is my next life is going to happen. Today I am maybe in a very big position, and tomorrow if I am going to be a tree, here we are sitting very comfortably in this room, just a few years after there is a tree. He cannot move an inch even, and he has to stand there in cyclone, in scorching heat, in everything. Why, we are both of us, we are living entities, why he has got this body, I have got this body, and one may have better body than me. Why there are so many 8,400,000 species of life and different position? Why this is? There is no such inquiry. There is no such knowledge. Therefore, they have been described here as andha, blind. They do not know the goal of life, that we are part and parcel of God, mamaivaṃsa jīva-bhūta. Somehow or other, we have come in material contact. Now, it is our duty to get out of these laws of material, isha-tantra, under certain condition. Just like under certain condition a criminal is put into the prison house, so it is his duty to know that I have committed this criminal activity, therefore I have been put into this jail or prison life. Somehow or other complete it and let me decide not to commit again any criminal act so that I may be put again into prison life. This is intelligent. Similarly, we should be educated how we have been put into this material conditional life and how we can get out of it, and then again in our spiritual life we can go back to home, back to Godhead. That is, that should be the aim of life. But nathe vidu, they do not know that. Nathe vidu, sartha the thing. The progress should be towards Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of God. Back to home, back to God. They do not know. Why? Because durasaya. They are thinking that we shall make adjustment in this material life and we shall be happy. Durasayaji bahiratam. Bahi, bahi means external. This material world is the external energy of God. And the spiritual world is the internal energy of God. So we are in the external energy of God. The external energy of God means, although we are eternal, we have to accept different types of body according to our desire, according to our tendency to enjoy this material world. Therefore, that facility is given in this material world. In this spiritual world, there is only one aim. They are all eternal servitors of the Supreme Personality of God. They have no other desire. That is spiritual world. So you can transform this material world into spiritual world if you have got only aim to please the Supreme Personality of God. Then it can be transformed into spiritual world. Although spiritual world is differently situated, parastasmat subhavayanna bhaktya bhaktya sanatana, there is another nature which is spiritual world. They have no information, but we get information from Bhagavad Gita and other sastras. The spiritual world is still bigger. This material world is the 1/4 of the God's creation. And the spiritual world is the 3/4. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Ekamsena sthitu jagat. When Arjuna inquired about Krishna's vibhuti, his opulence, he summarized, athava bahunaitena kingyatena tava Arjuna, vishtabhya idam krishnam ekangsena sthitu jagat. My dear Arjuna, how long I shall describe you about my opulence? I summarize it that this material world is only 1/4 manifestation of my opulence. Ekangsena sthitu jagat. This material world means we have got experience about this universe up to the sky, as far as we can see the horizon. This is one universe. And there are millions of universes like this. That is stated in the Brahma Sangita, that jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti kotishu asesha vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. Jasya prabha, the Lord's effulgence, is Brahma effulgence. Within that Brahma effulgence, there are innumerable universes. Jagadanna koti. Jagadanna means this Brahmanda. Anda, it is round, it is not flat, anda, just like egg. Koti, koti means innumerable. And in each universe, jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti, koti shu asesa vasudhadi. In each Brahmanda, there are unlimited number of planets and stars. Asesa vasudhadi. Vibhuti bhinnam. And each planet is differently situated. Each planet has got specific, atmosphere, specific arrangement, just like the sun globe. The sun globe is fiery. The moon planet, it is very pleasing. There is also fire, but it is surrounded by cold atmosphere. Therefore it is very pleasing. So, vibhuti bhinnam, each, every planet has got different atmosphere. And each and every planet, there are different kinds of living entities, just suitable for that atmosphere. Don't think that in the sun planet there is no life. There is also life. If there is no life, how Krishna says that, imam vivasyate yuvam pratyavan aham abhyam. Vivasyate means the king of sun planet is known as Vivasya. So Krishna spoke with him. So how he can say there is no life? So this is material world. Many millions of universes. In another place it is said, jasyaika nishasita kalamatha valamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadanna natha. So we have to take information from the authoritative literature, what is the position of this material world, the spiritual world, God, and His relationship with us, our position. This is real knowledge, not that a knowledge that how to live. Living condition is fulfilled by the nature's way. There are 8,400,000 different forms of living entities. They are not concerned how to eat, how to sleep. They know by nature's arrangement, there is already arrangement. Just like the birds in the morning, they rise up early in the morning. They are not concerned where they will eat. They know there is already arrangement for eating. The elephants in Africa, they know that God has already arranged for their eating, 40 kilos of at a time. The ants within the room, they know that there is already arrangement. So if God has arranged for everyone 8 million different species of life or forms of life, why not for human being? There is arrangement. But in human being is advised to do certain things. They must do it. Then there is no question of scarcity. There is, everything is arranged there. Just like Krishna says, annad bhavanti bhutan. You produce your food grains so that the animals and the man both will be happy. But if you don't produce food grains, if you produce sugar cane, then how they will be satisfied? Food grains must be produced. That is the injunction of the Shastra. Jasasya vidhimusyata vartate kamakar. If you do not follow the instruction of the Shastra, Shastra means the instruction of God, then na siddhinsavahi, such civilization will never be perfect. Na siddhinsavahi, na sukham, neither they will be happy, na parangati, neither they will be elevated back to home, to back to God. This is the defect. Therefore, we should try to understand what is the goal of life. But that we do not know. Nati, vidu, sata, the thing we must know by their own blind intelligence. They are trying to adjust things within this material world and they are being failure repeatedly. Still they have no sense. So those who are actually leaders of the society, they should be sensible, they should take advice, instruction from the most perfect personality, Krishna, and adjust things, then they will be happy. Thank you very much. Hare
Krishna. Are you sure that you are right to Mataji?
We are sure we are right in what we are saying.
Are you sure that you are right? I'm sure, because I'm not speaking my words. I'm speaking from the authority. Therefore, I'm sure.
You're sure somebody else is?
Now, your question is, are you sure? So I'm sure, because just like a small child, he does not know what is this. He asks, Father, what is this? The father says, my dear child, it is called a ring. So I heard from my father it is called ring. And if I say it is ring, then I am sure. I don't say it is something else. I heard it from my father that it is called a ring. So if I call a ring, it is truth. I may be child, but because I have heard from my father, who is not a child, he is mature, and he gives me the knowledge, this is called a ring, and if when I say this is ring, that is perfect. You can say that you are a child, how do you know it is ring? But if he says, my father has said, this is ring, then it's perfect. Similarly, we are not talking anything manufacturing. I think, we don't say like that. Because I know I have no value. But we say what the authority says, Krishna says. That is our position. Therefore, you are sure.
You have just said that in the moon there is a cold atmosphere and there is still living entity there. You see, but what the Americans have said, you see, because they have sent man there, even rockets there, satellites.
I understand. Your authority is American, my authority is Shastra. That is the difference. That is the difference. That means your authority is American. You say through the words of the American. You have not experienced. Your position, you have no experience. My position, I have no experience. But you accept the American's authority and I accept the Shastra as authority. That is the difference.
This I want to know the difference whether it is true or not.
That is up to you, whether you accept American or the Shastra. That is up to you. But you cannot say, because you have learned from America, therefore it is correct.
But it is, they have revealed to the world that there is no living entity there. But
the Shastra says there is. Why? The reason does not say so. Why there is no living entity? We see living entity everywhere. Why say that there is no living entity?
When these fellows have come there.
These fellows, therefore your authorities are these fellows. These fellows will say something now and after 10 years they will change. These fellows are like that.
According to science, it is saying that the
according to science means American science or Russian science. That's all.
The sun, you see, is a ball of fire, nothing can exist according to what
you are saying. No, we have got information, even in the fire there are living entities. Why? Because in the Bhagavad Gita you find constitutional position of the living entity is that it does not become burnt. So how you can say that in the fire, what is the verse? No, in the second chapter there is description of the living entity in the fire. The living entity is find out. Achidyam Agadchayam. Find it.
Achejo Yam Dhayo Yam aklejo shosha eva cha nitya sarvagatak sthanu achalohyam sanatana. This individual soul is unbreakable and insoluble and can be neither burned nor dried. He is everlasting, all-pervading, unchangeable, immovable, and eternally the same.
So if he is all-pervading and if he is unburnable, then how it is possible that in the fire he does not exist? It cannot be burned, and it is everywhere. Sarvaga. And we find also, when we go on the sea, beach, on, within the sand, there is life. Now it is up to you to accept the authority of Bhagavad Gita or authority of the Americans. That is it. We follow the authorities of Bhagavad Gita. Adajayam. It cannot be burnt. And from reason also, there in the water there are living entities. In the air there are living entities. In the earth, there are living entities. So, the material elements are five, earth, water, fire, air, and sky. So, if everywhere there is living entities, fire is also one of the material elements. Why not in the fire? What is the reason? And Bhagavad Gita says, adajayam. It is never burned. So, why do you think like that? Then in the fire, there is no living entity. Therefore, they have been described as blind. Andha jathandri rupani mala. They are blind and they are leading other blind men. But they do not know what is the laws of nature, how things are going.
About all the words that you said about Krishna and God, if someone is a cruel man, he never expects in God. And all that we say for the man that you are saying, pass from her right ear and get out from her. Always in his life, all was difficult for him. But when he died,
I cannot follow him.
What about his soul? Did God welcome it to the paradise, or his soul travel always in the air and makes people think that he is a devilish man?
If a man does not understand God in this lifetime, is he still accepted by God? He's not. What he is hearing does not.
God is everywhere, and God is with you also. God knows you, and He is trying to guide you, but you do not know Him.
You just say that the soul takes rebirth when it dies.
Yes.
Therefore, what's the soul? God's rebirth is so that you will make always difficult things in life and would not think in God or what God do with his soul.
Soul is there and God is there. When you take rebirth, God is also there. He is trying to guide you. You are desiring, yeah, just like I want to enjoy like this. And God is giving you facility, all right, enjoy like this. Just like driver. You asking driver, please take me to this place. So driver is taking you to that place. Similarly, it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Ishara Sarvabhutanam Riddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. My dear Arjuna, the God is situated in everyone's heart, core of the heart. Brahman Sarvabhutani, and he is causing the troubling of the living entity. Jantrarudhani Maya, on a machine which is given by this material nature. So this body is just like a machine, motor car. And Krishna is a driver, charioteer. And as you are desiring, he is driving your car in the same way. Or he is supplying a different type of car. In this way, your life after life, you are trying to satisfy your senses. Krishna is giving you the facility. God is giving you the facility. But he is asking you that give up this business nonsense. Sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇam. He is simply finding out the opportunity how to say that this ultimate truth of life. So our business is, instead of traveling in different cars and fulfill our whimsical desire, better surrender to God and abide by His order and be happy.
Did Krishna know when he dies that he will rebirth?
Krishna knows everything. There is no question.
Did he know that he will rebirth and then come to us and to preach us and to make all that?
He is preaching always. He is preaching always, do this like this. Just like Bhagavad Gita is open to everyone. That is his preaching. But we are not accepting. That is our fault. Otherwise he is preaching always.
But if man did part and parcel of God, how do you explain the evil deeds of man?
Because he likes to do that.
That means God also likes to do evil?
No. God gives simply facility, that's all.
Therefore, the verse has the same power as God.
Not same power, but it has got a little independence.
It will exist on earth.
Yes, independence. By misusing the independence, he can, just like a child, a small child and his father, the father gives the little child little independence. But the child is not as powerful as the father. But still, the father, out of affection, he gives little independence to the child. Even to the dogs, the master, he gives a little independence to the dog. That is affection.
But if you see this affection, the child is doing something wrong, so for example, he has taken a knife to do, and that he kills somebody.
Father says, don't do it. But if you do it at your risk.
But if Krishna is guiding us, you see, that's what
he will do. But he don't accept Krishna's guidance. That is the difficulty. Just like you are taking the guidance of Americans. You are elderly man, educated man. You prefer to take guidance from the Americans, not from Krishna. So what can be done? That is Krishna's ill luck and your misfortune. What can be done? All right, chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.